Enjoying Katie's Dirty, Sweaty Body by Regular John. The absolute worst thing about being a student, living in a crappy, rundown apartment, has to be having no access to laundry facilities. On Saturday mornings, when most of Eric's friends were recovering from the night before, or maybe getting some homework done, Eric would be at the laundromat trying to beat the noon rush of other students who lived nearby. As much as he hated doing it, it needed to be done, and he would always rather get it out of the way sooner than later. Click-clack, click-clack, went the many buttons and rivets colliding with the inside of the commercial dryer that he had just temporarily purchased for 25 cents. He sat back on a cracked, cheap plastic chair and inhaled the stuffy, warm air. The smell of fabric softener and various detergents was inescapable. Staring at the floor, he put in his earbuds and powered up his iPod and began to thumb through some vintage David Bowie. And then something entered his periphery. It was a pair of, what would he have guessed to be, size 9 or 10 female feet in trainers. The angle of his head prevented him from being able to see up much further than that without moving his body, so he looked up as far as he could, without being obvious. Enough to see that said feet were attached to a lovely pair of slender legs in shorts. "Eric?" a young voice said. Eric looked up. It was Katie, a younger girl from one of his chemistry classes that he had made out with a few weeks earlier, while drunk, at a school function, and had been too embarrassed to talk to since. Katie sat to Eric's immediate right in chemistry, and they often became lab partners. Aside from that, they'd always seemed to bump into each other around campus here and there, and at the occasional dorm party. They knew each other fairly well, and there was some obvious sexual tension that made Eric a little uncomfortable, even though he really liked her. She was 21 years old with a tall, slender frame. Her features were plain. Her hips, ass, and breasts, while small, had no real shape. She wore little, if any, makeup and always had her hair in a ponytail. Her eyes were easily Eric's favorite asset. They were wide and extremely dark. He often found it hard to keep eye contact with her because they mesmerized him. Her lips were pale, but looked soft and warm, and were about medium thickness. The little freckles above her top lip seemed a little out of place, given her dark hair and eyes, but they certainly added to her girl-next-door look. Her personality was always warm and pleasant, and very playful. She would often look over at him in class and tap her pencil on her lip, making faces, trying to get Eric to laugh. Despite the initial awkwardness of their chance meeting, her demeanor toward him seemed very warm and inviting. "Oh, hi, Katie," was all he could come up with on such short notice. "Fancy meeting you here," she said, in a dramatic tone, while rolling her eyes. They both laughed a little, which made Eric feel a little more at ease. "I'm only here to upload one more dryer," she said, "and then I'm going to go, thank God. I put in my last load for an hour and then went for a quick jog. We must have missed each other coming and going. God, it's hot out. I'm surprised you can't smell me all the way over there," she giggled. Being into that kind of thing sexually, Eric tried to forget what she had just said. All he needed now was to get a hard on. But that didn't stop the automatic response that sent a rush of blood into the base of his penis at the thought of actually smelling her right now. Slowly, Eric began to feel the skin of his penis separate from where it was resting on his scrotum and move outward toward his inner thigh as it continued to fill with blood. "God, she's hot," he thought. They continued to make small talk for a while as they both finished up. Katie revealed during their conversation that she had some weed back at her apartment, and she invited Eric back to smoke a joint with her. They'd hung out a few times in the past, socially, but the weirdness of the drunken make-out session had kind of left them in limbo since then. Not having any other plans for the day, he agreed to go with her. Katie only lived a few blocks away, so they started off, loaded down with their heavy bags of clean laundry. It was really hot outside, and they were both breathing heavily by the time they got to Katie's place. They didn't talk much on the way. It was just easier not to. She lived in the top floor of a 10-story apartment, and it was easy to sense the temperature increase as they climbed the stairs floor by floor. Loaded down with laundry, they were both sweating heavily by the time they reached Katie's apartment door. Katie's long, dark hair was sticking to the side of her face and neck, and beads of sweat were visible on her forehead. Again, Eric tried to fight off an impending erection. "Fuck," he thought, "this is killing me." Katie opened the lock to the front door, and they both stepped inside, quickly dropping their laundry. "Well, this is it," Katie said, gesturing toward the one-room apartment with open arms. "Have a seat on the couch, and I'll get us something to drink." Eric walked over to the couch and sat down and let his eyes follow her to the kitchen, which was adjacent to the small room, but not separated by a door or full partition. As she opened the fridge and bent over to look around inside, Eric noticed a long trail of sweat down the back of her shirt. He could see clearly into the fridge through the space between her legs and tiny little ass. Given that she had her back turned toward him, he couldn't help himself any longer, nor did he wish to. He grabbed his semi-hard cock through his shorts and gave it a hard squeeze. That little snapshot in and of itself made the trip worth it. Katie pulled out 2 Miller beers, walked back to the couch, handed Eric a beer, and plopped down next to him. "This is going to be so good," she mumbled, her eyes widening. Twisting the cap off her beer, she lifted her legs and plopped her feet down on the coffee table, right into the center of Eric's field of vision. Eric was staring right down her legs into her sneakers, but couldn't see any evidence of socks. "Wow," he thought. "Her feet must be really sweating in those trainers. Plus, she jogged for an hour. Wow." Moving back up her legs and torso, he watched her bring the bottle to her lips, wrap them around the bottle, and slowly begin to suck the beer out. As she sucked it slowly, he watched her throat spasm with each swallow. Her eyes were closed and her nimble fingers wrapped around the bottle perfectly. After what seemed like an hour, she placed the bottle down on the end table next to her and suddenly looked over at Eric, shaking him from his stupor. "Let's get high," Katie exclaimed. With that, she leaned over the side of the couch and opened a small end table and pulled out a plastic bag full of weed, papers, and other drug paraphernalia. Eric could see that there were already 2 joints rolled and sitting in the bottom of the bag. After a moment of fumbling around in the bag, she pulled out a joint and looked at Eric with a wide, contrived smile and started to giggle. Pulling a lighter from her pocket, she lit the joint and took a few puffs before passing it to Eric. Not being too much of a pot smoker, he coughed a bit when he took his first couple of hits. "Amateur," Katie giggled as she laid her hand on Eric's knee and took the joint from him. Smiling, Eric laid back into the couch a little bit and took a swallow of his beer. When she tried to pass the joint back to him, he waved it off. He had had enough. Sensing his hesitation, Katie snuffed out the joint in the ashtray on the coffee table and sat back on the couch with a huge sigh of contentment. "You know, Eric," Katie started, "the last time we saw each other, we were both pretty drunk and..." "Wait," Eric quietly interjected. "I should have called you, or at least made more of an effort to talk to you at school, but I felt like an idiot after we made out that night. I couldn't even remember much about it except that it happened. For all I know, you thought I was a complete ass." "Well, that's obviously not the case," Katie said. "If I just invited you back to my place, that is. The truth is, I think you're really cool, and I wanted that make-out session to happen for a long time. I wish we hadn't been so drunk."
"Me too," Eric said. "I would have called. I wanted to. I just feel like a dick when I'm around girls, to be honest. I don't know what to do or say or..."
Without warning, Katie leaned forward and pressed her lips against Eric's, silencing him. Her lips were warm. As her mouth widened with his, they kissed playfully and tasted the beer on each other's breath. Both of their hearts were beating like pistons. Eric felt his semi-erect penis now quickly filling with blood as the buzz from the pot lowered any resistance he had left to try to keep it from happening. His belly was warm and his thoughts were quiet. He felt bliss as they kissed like that for a while. After a few minutes, she wrapped one of her hands behind his neck and gently ran her fingers through his messy hair, which was damp with sweat. Gently cradling the back of his head, she pulled him closer to her, kissing him harder, and then slowly slid the length of her warm tongue into his waiting mouth. As he tasted her tongue tangled in his, he clenched his whole body, squeezing a tiny drop of pre-cum from his swollen cock. He pushed his tongue deep into her mouth, and she groaned with surrender back into his. Breaking their kiss, Eric moved his mouth down to her neck. Her skin was damp, tasted deliciously salty. That was more than enough to ramp it up a notch for Katie. As Eric playfully bit and sucked her neck, she began to move the hand that she had on Eric's knee slowly up his thigh. "Oh, Eric," she whined into his ear, "I want to put your cock in my mouth." With that, she playfully pushed him back and turned around to face him. Looking him in the eye, she pulled the top button open on his capri shorts and pulled down the zipper. She looked flushed and slightly uneasy, but determined. Eric lifted his butt slightly as Katie pulled his shorts off with a tug. Eric's cock was now exposed to her, extremely hard and rigid. The huge veins covered it like vines, and a stream of glistening pre-cum was dripping down the middle of his shaft. The huge, mushroom-shaped head was purple and swollen to the point that it looked painful. She didn't offer to even touch it. Not breaking eye contact, she lowered her head into his lap and took Eric's huge, stiff cock into her mouth. Instantly, he spasmed, squeezing a few drops of pre-cum into Katie's mouth. "Mmm," Katie mumbled. She began to work his cock deeper and deeper into her mouth and down her throat, 1 inch at a time. Whenever she pulled it out, she was sure to grip his throbbing head with a tight fist she'd formed around him. She would slide her hand down over the head of his cock as it went into her warm mouth and down her throat. Then she would slowly pull it back out, reversing the process. Her hand worked his shaft and head like a corkscrew, past her fingers and into her mouth and then out again. After only 5 minutes of this, Eric was extremely close to coming, and she could definitely tell.
She could also tell that he seemed to be resisting it. Releasing herself from his cock, she sat back on her heels for a minute. "Don't hold back, Eric," Katie said. "I want you to come." "Wait, no," Eric said. "What about you?" "I don't think it's a good idea for today, Eric." "Aw, man," Eric sighed. "Is it your girly time?"
"No.
It's just that, well, I didn't shower yet today, and I just ran for an hour before we came here, and I really feel gross and wouldn't want you anywhere near that scene. I'm pretty sure you'd agree. I'm really dirty right now, Eric."
Eric couldn't believe what he was hearing. He was almost about to come just from hearing her say those words. The thought of tasting her dirty body was driving him over the edge.
"Well, what if I said that was okay?
What if I said I don't mind? At all?"
Katie laughed. "I wouldn't believe you for a second. That's just gross. No guy wants a dirty, sweaty pussy in his face."
Immediately after she said those words, she saw Eric's expression change into something almost primitive. He reached down and gripped his cock and squeezed it hard. His eyes rolled back in his head as he pulled his thumb up along the underside of his shaft and head. Katie sat back on her heels. Her expression was of surprise and disbelief, but the reaction her words provoked from Eric made it a lot easier to let go of her inhibitions about her body being dirty at the moment. Something about Eric liking that turned her on big time. She decided that she would play the situation by ear and see where Eric's actions took it. Slowly she got to her feet and looked down at Eric, who was still sitting.
"Are you sure about this?" Katie said, pointing a long, slender finger down toward her crotch. Eric reached out toward her and placed his hands on her hips. He fingered the inside of her waistband with his index finger and thumbs and pulled her close to him so that his nose was nestled right above her navel. Her skin was warm and clammy from the heat. Katie slowly turned around and faced away from him. As he turned, Eric stuck out his tongue and let her drag it across her salty skin while she turned around. After she'd repositioned herself, she spread her legs about shoulder-width apart and bent over, bracing herself with her hands flat on the coffee table. She looked over her left shoulder at Eric.
"So you want to taste my dirty, sweaty pussy?" she said seductively.
Eric quickly pulled down her shorts until they were just below her knee. Her white cotton thong was the only thing between him and her most private of places. His cock was hard and dripping pre-cum all over the laminate floor. Katie reached back between her legs from underneath her stomach and slid her middle finger up along her thong till it rose up across the small sliver of fabric that covered her ass. She pulled her cotton panties to the side. Her long, fat pussy lips fell out of the gusset and just hung there, glistening with her juices. Eric could see a long tendril of her wetness suspended between the gusset of her panties and her pussy lips. He leaned in and broke it with his tongue. He could smell her musty pussy in the air. It was ripe of body odor and tangy scent mixed with a trace of urine. It was driving him mad. He grabbed her ass cheeks and pulled her into his face. Like a madman, he sucked her thick, swollen lips into his mouth, tasting her salty girl cum all over his tongue. It was warm and slippery in his mouth. She was moaning in ecstasy at this point and reached back with her other hand to spread her ass for him. "Oh, fuck, Eric, eat my dirty asshole. Stick your hot tongue in my ass." Eric's tongue found its way up between her fat, throbbing pussy lips to her tight hole. He wasted no time and stuck his tongue deep inside, tasting her dirty ass. The deeper he went in, the harder she pulled her cheeks apart. "Oh, fuck, Eric," she moaned, almost as if she was in pain. "I need your big cock inside me right now." Eric stood up and sat down on the coffee table. As he leaned back, she removed her shorts and underwear, as well as her tank top, giving him a nice view of her perky tits. She straddled him, began to rub his throbbing cock head between her pussy lips, teasing her clit, which had now doubled in size. As she came down on him, his cock slid deep into her tight cunt. Eric sat down and pulled off his shirt. As she rocked back and forth on his huge manhood, she could feel her clit grind into Eric's abdomen. She leaned in to kiss him hard on the lips. She could smell and taste her sweaty pussy and ass all over his face, and it was making her even hornier. She was really getting off on it. "Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come, Eric. Oh, I'm gonna come all over your big fucking cock." Her body started to spasm as her tight little pussy got even tighter around Eric's cock. She could feel the massive head even more as she tightened around it. As she thrashed against his pelvis, she leaned back and he took one of her nipples into his mouth. He nibbled it and pinched the other while she slowly rocked her body through a massive orgasm. Spent, she leaned back off of him and sat back on the couch. Spreading her legs wide and holding her ankles, she looked Eric in the eye. "I want you to take me, Eric. Just come and fuck me." Eric stood up and started to stroke his cock. When he bent to place it inside of her, he let go of his cock and wiped his hand across her face, sticking his finger into her mouth. She loved it. It tasted lightly acidic and salty at the same time. The smell was overpowering now, and she loved it. As he pumped harder into her, she relaxed her right foot on his shoulder and let the left leg fall to the couch. Eric leaned back, paused, and said,
"I think those sneakers need to go."
"Wait, dude, no," she said. "You can't be serious."
Why not? Eric said. Dude, my feet are gonna seriously stink.
Really?
Eric said with a raised brow, mocking her.
Ew, she giggled, crinkling up her nose in disapproval and slapping him on the leg. This was all a little new to Katie, and a little weird, but she'd come this far and really wanted Eric to come as hard as she did, so she decided to play along. Fuck it, she thought. Abruptly, she pushed Eric out of her and off of her.
Eric, she said, I want to watch you jerk off your big dick.
Eric grabbed his cock once again and gripped it tight, slowly squeezing it hard as he stroked it.
Why don't you take off that sneaker for me while you're at it, she said.
Be careful, though. I've been in these dirty trainers all day. I bet my feet smell, she said with a look of disgust.
Would that bother you, Eric, if I had dirty, sweaty feet?
Eric's pace quickened as he fumbled at the laces of her right sneaker with his free hand. As soon as he pulled the string, the bow fell open, and he pushed the sneaker away to reveal the sole of her size 10 foot.
Oh, dude, she exclaimed. Do you smell that?
Eric buried his face into her foot, resting his nose between the space between her big toe met her foot. He inhaled deeply as he jacked off furiously now. Her foot smelled strong, really strong of, well, feet smell. The flesh between her toes tasted salty and warm, and he licked her foot and sucked on her toes.
Oh, fuck, Eric exclaimed. I'm gonna come.
Yeah, baby, Katie cooed. Come all over me while you smell my dirty, sweaty, stinky feet.
Ugh! Eric erupted. A huge shot of white, creamy fluid flew out of Eric's cock and splattered across Katie's stomach and tits, then another and another.
Katie watched in astonishment as Eric spurted shot after shot of warm cum across her body. When he was finally finished, he sat back on his heels and looked up at Katie's scum-covered body. They both started to laugh simultaneously at the mess he'd made. There was cum everywhere.
Well, Eric chuckled, at least no one lost an eye.
The end. Written by Regular John, who graciously allowed Audio Diva to record it.